You know, Eddie, you're in luck because a lot of other shows, if you told them about your problem, they'd be like, oh, what'd that dude's wife look like naked? Make all the easy jokes. And I'm not going to do that, Eddie.
Good.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm just going to ask you for the address so I can set up cameras so I can see for myself. I don't want to know from you. So I'll just, we'll deal with that later. I'll set up the camera so I can get a view for myself. But if you're just tuning in for today's Awkward Tuesday phone call, Eddie is on the phone. And he's got an issue because his best friend isn't talking to him anymore. Because Eddie went out with his friend for his 30th birthday party, got a little hammered and stayed over at his place. And when he woke up in the morning, he came out and actually saw his friend's wife naked. She screamed and ran away and was very embarrassed. But Eddie went down and told his friend all about it. He seemed cool, but now his friend hasn't talked to him in months. And Eddie doesn't know exactly why, because everything was pretty innocent. And Eddie wants to call his wife right now in an Awkward Tuesday phone call and try to figure out what's going on and why his friend won't talk to him. Are you ready, Eddie?
I'm ready.
And I didn't ask Eddie, when she screamed in the hallway, did you say anything?
I think I probably just yelled, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I honestly can't remember. I just remember like turning around really quick. I don't even know if I said anything. Yeah.
And that's the last time you have seen or spoken to her, was when you saw her naked in the hall.
Correct.
Okay.
Whoa.
Well, yeah, she's going to be surprised when you call her.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I'll dial the phone number right now and good luck.
Great.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi. Who's this?
It's Eddie.
What do you want?
How's it going? It's been a while. I miss you guys. How are y'all doing?
We're fine, but why are you calling? What do you want?
Okay. Well, I wanted to talk about what happened after Pete's 30th birthday?
I don't want to talk about that, and I don't want to talk to you, okay? I really don't.
Please, just let me talk to you. I just really need to explain what happened.
No, I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk to you. You're a pervert, and I don't want to talk to you ever again, okay?
Hello?
I think she hung up on you, Eddie.
Dang. Why are you a pervert, Eddie?
I did nothing wrong.
Are you lying? Because you, I mean, that's not a reaction that you get from a person who just accidentally sees you naked.
All I did was open the door, see her, turn around, that was it.
Hmm.
Can we just try and call her back?
I don't know.
Sure, I want to hear you get called a pervert again. I'll try.
It's your
I mean,
rejection.
I don't know if she's going to answer now, but I'll try from like a different line or something with a different number on it. Okay?
Okay.
If she calls you a pervert one more time, then
I think
we're
done.
Yeah. All right?
I think that's fair.
Okay.
Oh, man.
All right, here we go. I'll try again.
Look, I said I didn't want to talk to you. Please stop calling me.
Look, please. I just really need you to hear me out. It was totally 100% a mistake. I didn't mean anything by it. Please, please.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure it was just a big coincidence that you were just standing outside my door when I walk out naked. I'm sure, Eddie.
It was totally an accident. It was just happenstance that I happened to open the door and you were right there. I didn't even know you were home. I was super groggy and like hungover from the night before. I didn't even remember where I was when I woke up.
You weren't just standing outside my bedroom door hoping you'd catch a glimpse of me, huh?
Are you serious? I swear on my life, Pam, it was just a coincidence. I love Pete. Like, I would never, ever do something like that.
Oh, really? It was just a coincidence. It was just a big accident, huh? Don't think
no,
I don't know.
I wasn't. It was just wrong place, wrong time. I mean, I hardly even saw anything.
Then why did you have an erection?
What?
What?
Yeah, I could see it, Eddie.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
This is so
Eddie,
awkward.
I don't know about you anymore.
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
Oh, hey, what's up, Pam? How are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Who are you?
Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Tell me what's going on. Who are you and what's happening?
I will. I'll tell you right now. So it's a radio show called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, and we do a segment called the Awkward Tuesday Phone Call. It's where if you have an issue with somebody and you need some advice on how to handle it, we'll give you advice as long as you call that person on the show. And Eddie told us about how he, according to him, accidentally saw you naked, and then now his buddy won't talk to him, and he was wondering why, so he wanted to call you to try to hash things out, but apparently you have a reason to not want to talk to Eddie.
Yeah, you think? It was disgusting. It was awful.
Okay, that did not happen.
What?
That is totally fictional.
You're saying that she's lying? I don't think she's lying, Eddie.
I'm not.
I don't know what happened. Maybe she missaw or just like, I don't know. I swear.
How
I did not
I
have an erection.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. I don't know what you saw, but like.
Well, what I saw was I saw Eddie and Eddie Jr. both saying good morning to me, and I did not want to see any of that. That is why you are a pervert. I don't want to speak to you, and I don't want to see you.
Yeah, that makes it sound a lot less accidental.
Okay, look, maybe it was like, you know, one of those situations where, you know, guys wake up in the morning and, you know, they just got a little, like, morning wood situation. Like, maybe it was that.
But does that happen after a heavy night of drinking where you don't even remember where you were when you woke up?
It can happen at any time.
Yeah, it happens.
If you're just waking up, sometimes it does that.
Yes, it happens to me all the time, constantly. I have zero control over it.
What? Whoa!
It just
that doesn't happen to anybody over 18. I think you're a little too old to be having that still happening to you.
No, it happens to everyone. Look, it was just a misunderstanding. I do not think about you sexually at all. You're Pete's wife. You are my best friend's wife. That is it. There is nothing else going on.
Yeah, and I bet that's a big fantasy for you, right? Like, oh, my best friend's wife.
No.
Yeah, that's gross.
Look, do you guys have, like, cameras in your house
what?
Or something? Like, if we could just,
oh,
like,
yeah.
see the evidence
I bet you'd
of what
love
happened.
If we had cameras in our house, right?
You want to review the tape?
No, it sounds bad, but yes, I would like to review the tape and just to show you that it was totally an accident.
Because you want to see me naked again?
No.
No, I think he just wants you to see his again, is what
no.
it is.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Brooke, what the hell is wrong with you? Why are you trying to make this worse?
I just think that it's really weird that you walk out, she happens to be there naked, like, and if I was a guy, I would tuck it before I left a room to go out into the hallway.
Look, it was first thing in the morning, and you can't tuck it in basketball shorts. So
that's true,
right.
You can't, yeah.
Right.
Unless you got undies on, basketball shorts will show everything.
Pam, look, I promise, I swear it was just an accident. Like, what can I do to make you believe me?
I don't know. I don't know if I can trust you right now.
Hmm.
Please, you just gotta believe me. I mean, it has been like months since I've seen you guys, and I just miss you guys so much, and like I just feel so awful, and I had to call this radio station just to get a hold of you.
Well, I mean, You did go through a lot of effort.
Yes.
I mean, maybe if you insist it was an accident, maybe you, me, and Pete can go and get coffee or something and just talk it all out face to face.
That would be so great. That would be amazing.
Okay, don't say it like that. You sound like you're getting a lot of pleasure out of that, Eddie.
Oh, yeah, that sounds real good.
Okay, that's not what it is. I am happy, but I will be responsible and respectful, I promise.
Okay, but then afterwards, you're going back to your own house. You're not sleeping over, okay?
No more sleepovers.
Yeah, no more sleepovers with Eddie, for sure, for a while at least.
I think you ruined those.
I will prove to you that I'm not a pervert, and we can work this thing out.
All right. We can do that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, all right, cool. Well, let us know. Let us know what happens. And Eddie, maybe no basketball shorts for you in the future.
Yeah.
I'm throwing all of them away.
Okay. We'll get something to put over it other than basketball shorts.
Yes.
Don't just, like, throw them away and then have no options, okay?
Yeah. Anything with, like, heavy denim or canvas, I think sounds good.